Hello and welcome to another podcast taken from Mark Tiley in the Morning, courtesy of our friends at Shaw Isle of Man. It's another My Tunes selection, and it's an absolute cracker.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, next radio.
Welcome to another week of My Tunes on Manx Radio. Now, my guest this week is very recognisable at gigs and concerts on the Isle of Man, because I think you've got some of the longest hair of anyone I know. Certainly. So when I walk into a room and you've got your back towards me, I know that'll be Karen Angelo, that will be. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Mark.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No.
Now, I should be a bit more, I should be upstanding, really, a councillor, Athol Ward. We'll talk about that in a moment. What brought you to the Isle of Man in the first place?
We came over when I first met my partner. It was on the top of my list to ride the course. And he said, oh, I've never ridden my bike, so... We came over for a holiday. We were coming 2001, and obviously with foot and mouth, we ended up going to Three Counties Showground for the BMW rally instead. And foot and mouth had affected it there, so we watched duck dog trials.
Oh, right.
Instead of sheep.
Love it.
And we came over 2002. I hadn't been going out with John too long, and then I find out my parents had been there to the TT for the honeymoon.
That's when you found out?
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Never knew. 3 years before me, mind.
When you came over, you thought you'd stay? Or did you just think maybe?
No, never entered my head. We were looking for somewhere to live. Whenever you go on holiday, you always look in estate agents' windows. But you don't buy. But it got to the stage where if we had a weekend off or there was an anniversary or a birthday, instead of buying rubbish presents you don't need anymore, we'd book the boat and come over. And we came over different times of the year. I remember coming over in February.
Rough crossing?
No.
No? Oh, good.
No,
good.
He was sat on the promenade, because I still had a Great Dane then, sat on the promenade with the dog reading a paper in a short-sleeved T-shirt.
Oh, that was a fortunate February.
Yeah.
Very. So, going back to your formative years, Cheshire.
Yeah.
And you grew up in Cheshire.
Well, sort of.
Or moved around a bit.
I did move about, but Stretford for the first 12 years.
Now, you are a huge supporter of the local music scene.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, you do go to an awful lot of different gigs. What's your favourite sort of bands and gigs you go to?
There's such a mixture. I love when we first moved over here, we went to the blues club and I heard Davy Knowles.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't believe when you actually met him how young he was. Such maturity in his voice. Wow. I was just hooked.
And he's doing brilliantly at the moment
as well.
Out there doing the Rory Gallagher bit.
Yeah.
Lovely. We will talk a lot more about being a counsellor. And all that you're doing at the moment. But let's go back to those early days for your first record. Your very first one. Where are we going to for this?
Oh, Billy Fury. My first love.
Was he?
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, posters on the wall. Elvis was hit everybody. And I did like Elvis, but it was all American. And Billy was British.
He was ours.
Yes, yeah. And we weren't letting him go.
What track have we got to start us off?
Halfway to Paradise.
Lovely.
You leave me halfway to so much. It hurts me so to know your heart's a treasure.
It's My Tunes on Manx Radio. And my guest all this week is Karen Angela, who is currently councillor of Athol Ward, Douglas. Soon to become Douglas North. Is that right,
Karen? Yes, yes. Things are changing. Yeah.
And you may or may not stand. We'll leave that open. We can't say at this stage.
No.
Not allowed to. All right, we'll leave that there. What made you do it?
I heard on the radio that they were having a council meeting, and I thought, I've never been, I'll go and have a look. So I went down, and after 20 minutes, my other half's going, can we go now? I'm fed up. And I was going, no, I'm just getting interested.
Yeah.
And I went home, and I'd been trying to sort something out where I lived. And I thought, right, I know what I'll do. So I'll roll my sleeves up, and I'll do it.
Good decision. I mean, 8 years, you've been there.
I didn't get in the first time because
I
stood in East Douglas. I didn't realise till I knocked on doors, everybody had different problems. Mm. And it sort of opened my eyes more to it. And I met so many great people.
So do you think that face-to-face thing brings people out a bit more than just waiting for the phone to ring?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I've worked with people all my adult life. Always been in retail of one sort of another, and listening to people, they will tell you more, but you've got to look like you're listening.
That must be very rewarding, actually, because if you find out that both that person, they've all got the same issues, then you can take something forward, can't you?
Definitely. Yeah. But even if it's only one person, I will take it forward.
Yeah. People often say, I wish, but you went up and did it.
Yeah. Overall, I've enjoyed it.
Let's go back to your retail days. What were you doing? How did you get into that?
Oh, well, my dad was one of these people that, you know, you get a job in between school, fifth and sixth form. I got a job in a petrol station working on the forecourt with a little leather satchel.
Oh, in the good old days when you could fill somebody's car.
Oh, yes.
And check the oil and all
yes.
that.
Yes, yeah. And the tyres.
And the tyres, yeah.
In miniskirts.
Oh, steady now. Be still, my beating heart. Right.
And I did that for the summer to pay for a holiday with my friend. It was the first holiday away. And then when I finished the sixth form, I went to art college. I then got a job in a petrol station all day Saturday and all day Sunday. It was about 12 hours, and I got paid £2 a day.
£2 a day.
And that £4 then paid for my art materials. Because I was surprised you had to pay for your own paper. And then I got disillusioned with the system. And I left there and went and worked the summer season in the Lake District and fell in love with the place.
Easy to do.
Oh, yeah. Wasswater. I loved it. And then when I came back home, my dad encouraged me to join the civil service, and I hated it.
Really?
I hated being trapped in an office, and I couldn't have a cup of tea when I wanted, and I wasn't giving my tea up for anybody.
You see, there's a strength of character here that's coming through, and we'll dig more into this tomorrow. Let's have your second record choice. What have we got? What have we got now for number two?
My lucky song. Ichiku Park.
Now, why is this your lucky song then?
I don't know, but whenever you're feeling a bit down and this would come on the radio, I always felt good, and it made me feel like the rest of the day would go, you know, it gave me a lift.
Let's have it. Ichiku Park it is. Small faces.
Oh, I loved it.
over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be
why cool? Go to learn the words of who.
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
Will we touch the sky?
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful. I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ha!
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
My Tunes on Manx Radio with me, Mark Tiley, and my guest all this week, Councillor Karen Angela Athol Ward Douglas. And thank you for coming along.
You're welcome, Mark.
Halfway through the week, I started off, I suppose I was a bit cheeky really, talking about your lovely hair. It is a signature part of you. Mm. Have you always had it? I mean, it is. I've got a picture on Facebook, so you can have a look at that. Because I'll take a picture of your hair. You're the first person we photographed from behind, by the way, for this.
I'm honoured, I think.
Has it always been the thing to have the long hair?
Yeah.
When did that start?
As a child.
Really?
Yeah, but I had it cut once from pressure from my mother, because she wouldn't allow me to have my hair any other way than braided. And I was getting picked on at school. So at 12, I had it cut to shoulder length. And I didn't really get on with my mother much for about 3 years after that.
Well, it's a big thing. It's part of you.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. It's who I am.
I mean, I can talk. I've got nothing left, hardly. But no, yours is lovely. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, so I can understand that. When we were talking earlier, just off air, you were talking about where you were born. Can you share that with us again?
Yeah, I was born in Oswald Mosley's billiard room.
That is incredible. Presumably, the billiard table had gone.
I would think so. I think my mother would have noticed.
But was it a hospital or a house?
Would have been a very big house in Prestbury, but it was a cottage hospital.
Ah,
St.
So it
Mary's
was.
Cottage Hospital. But my mother still talks about it.
The billiard room, Oswald Mosley's billiard. That is wonderful. I love it. Let's talk about some of your favourite gigs. We're going to save the big rock gig for tomorrow. But some of the favourite concerts you've seen anywhere at all. What has really been up there for you?
The Bonzo Dob Doodah Band.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you see them?
Free Trade Hall in Manchester.
Gosh.
The boyfriend at the time had got tickets to go and see Cream, and I wanted to go to that. but he'd already got the tickets for him and his mates. So the consolation prize was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Wow, and it was good?
Oh, I've still got images of Viv Stanchel coming down on the tripwire from one of the upper balconies onto the stage to I'm the Urban Spaceman.
Bless him.
Oh,
bless
it's brilliant. Him. And fluorescent green smoke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, they don't make them like that
they
anymore.
Don't.
Now, let's have another fabulous piece of music. Of course, we might have to amend our language to keep everything right on the Isle of Man and not talk about what this song's about. Because, well, you explain the choice of song.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben, which is technically a song about a long tail. Technically,
I believe it's about friendship, and
okay.
That is so important to me.
And listen, you named your son.
I
Ben.
Did.
Ben.
Yes.
And he must have thought, why have you called me after a long tail, Mum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to keep explaining it's about friendship. But it was also the most popular puppy name of 1982 when my son was born.
Really?
I mean, Peter did a survey.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
It was a turning point for the solo career of Michael Jackson.
Yes,
he shone through the Jackson 5, but this sort of set him up, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people went, oh, he really is.
Oh, I love that song.
Let's have it now. Michael Jackson, the Long Tail Classic. Ben. MyTunes it is on Manx Radio. Can't believe we got the final day of my MyTunes guest this week, Karen Angela, who is with me, Councillor Athol Ward. Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
No, thank you ever so much. Talk a bit about your role as a councillor. Obviously, you have a bit of a go-between sometimes between people and maybe the MHKs. Is that fair? And taking things, adding an extra voice?
I believe so, yes. We can access the MHKs because we're used to dealing with people and officers and writing reports. we treat them as equals, which they are. But it's amazing how many people you meet in the wider public domain who think, oh, you can't, that's an MHK, you know, they're up there. And they're not.
And they would, I mean, in fairness to them, they're the first people to say, please come and see us, come yeah. and talk to us. But people are still reticent, and you might help bridge that gap sometimes.
We try, yeah.
Yeah. We talked quite a bit about gigs during the week. We mentioned the wonderful Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. We're going to talk a bit more about the bigger bands. Oh, my goodness me. You've seen some concerts around the time. I'm really, really excited about your final piece of music, which we'll get to in a moment. But I'm not going to hedge around it. How good were Led Zeppelin when you saw them live?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I've never wanted to go... When they reformed in London...
They did one-off or something in the O2. Yeah.
I don't do huge arenas.
No.
I like to feel safe.
So where did you see Zeppelin and
when? I saw them at King's Hall in Bellevue. Oh. 30th of November, 71. I feel old now.
No, that must have been as close as you could get to the band. And
the last time Robert Plant came over, we saw him at the Villa and we were on the balcony quite close to the stage, and that was as close as I was in the King's Hall.
He's coming again.
I know, I've seen
it. Have you got your tickets?
Not yet, no.
No, well,
probably sold out.
Well, I don't know. I haven't got mine either, but we'll get this organised. We'll get this all going. He's special. Well, the whole band was special, weren't they? It just took everyone by storm, Led Zeppelin.
I just felt really fortunate to have been around in that era. The music was fantastic. You know, you couldn't just say there's Led Zeppelin because there was Deep Purple and everybody else. I just loved the era.
Who else did you see around that time?
T-Rex.
Oh,
no.
Chalk and Cheese. I mean, a great live band. Mark Bolan was no slouch. It was a great little band.
It was a fun night, apart from all the eight-year-olds screaming. Yeah. I could never understand why you go to a concert and scream. I want to just say, shut up, I'm listening.
Well, my sister wasn't allowed to take me. She went to see the Beatles and wasn't allowed to take me because I was too young, my mum said. And she said, don't worry. She said, you wouldn't have heard anything. The screaming was so loud. This was in the Odeon somewhere. And she said, you wouldn't have heard a thing.
I was so disappointed when they put Beatles concerts on television and all you could hear was the screaming.
Yeah, non-stop.
And how do you like the music if you can't hear it?
Yeah. Well, we have got a classic to finish the week on. Karen, I want to thank you so much for your work as a counsellor. And personally, I hope you do go round the block and stand again. I know we can't talk about it, but I know a lot of other people do as well. And thank you to you and John for your support of the local music scene.
Oh, I love it.
It's great to have you at all the concerts. Love to see you there. What are we going to finish the week with?
Oh, there is only one, isn't there? Stairway to Heaven.
And here it is. Karen, thank you.
You're welcome. She's buying a stairway here.
sometimes all of our thoughts are
to heaven.
What a way to finish this particular MyTunes selection, the selection of Karen Angela. And let's not forget all the wonderful work she does with Saffa as well, right here on the Isle of Man. We could talk a lot more about that one day, and indeed we will. Finishing off then with Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. I'm Mark Tiley. Keep coming back for more podcasts from Mark Tiley in the Morning with Sure Isle of Man.